What's up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people of the internet? My name is David Egop. You can call me Drones. You should call me Drones. Yeah, I am the founder and creator of Plug, your amazing podcast co-creator tool that helps make life easier for podcasters. And you are listening to Into the Podverse by Tony Doe. Stay tuned.
This is Into the Podverse, the Indie African edition. Here's your host, Tony Doe.
Your name's David Egop. How did you come up with a trapper name like Drones?
So Drones is a friend gave me the name, actually. So I was looking for a name that could fit my personality, and it was a struggle because people called me my surname, and there was a lot of, you know, twisting and turning of the surname, and it didn't work. And since my name is David, and David is like very popular, he just took away the D and started thinking about anything, literally anything that fits my character. And it was like, Drones fits your character. You are techie, you like all this breaking stuff, and Drones just looks good. So I'm like, oh yeah, no. And I stuck with it since I was in GS3 till now. It's just there.
Talk me through your podcasting origins. How did it all begin for you?
For me, podcasting started as 2021, towards the end of 2021. Simply because I was making YouTube videos then, and as a fact that I was making these YouTube videos, I had a lot of questions to ask people, and I was asking people within a community called Roadtrip. I was asking them these questions. And then all of a sudden, someone was like, guys, see, all these questions you're asking people, have a podcast with it. And I listened to podcasts at the time. So let me just interview people and do a podcast. And that's literally how it started for me.
So who were your earliest podcast influences? The shows you listened to, the shows that inspired you to now do what you do?
Earliest influence, it would have to be Waveform podcast, Marcus Brownlee. I really like his podcast. So that was like a very big one for me. I liked it and I was like, okay, I'm just going to do the way he does his stuff. That one was nice. It was nice. It was funny. What I started doing was listening to comedy on podcasts. So all these comedians, Dave Chappelle, this is white guy that I like his podcast. I can't remember. So people will always make like comedy podcasts using their clips and to just be audio. And then I'll go and listen to it as well. So these guys really, really like this. If I can remember right now, I still run, you know. it was on Not Just Design. So the name of the podcast is Not Just Design by Drones. And I can't remember the exact episode, but I think I do. It was with Victoria Ali Johnson, Miss Vic. It was an episode talking to her about how she got into design, because all I did that time was talk to designers. So I've been a designer for 5 years, so I have an experience as a designer, UI UX designer. So at that point in time, I was doing the podcast to talk to designers and ask them how they grew their accounts, how they were able to become the designer they were at the time. And I was talking to her. She was the first person, and she was the person who suggested I should start the podcast. So I was like, be my first guest. And she was like, cool. So I sat down, was very sketchy. And I told her, I think it was an evening. I sat down on my computer then. I had no mic, nothing. I just played it. It's the speaker from the mic and the audio from the mic from the laptop. Sorry. And then I asked her a question over a Google Meet. Like, I was recording my screen and doing a Google Meet, and she was recording her screen and doing a Google Meet. That's how I got the audio for that podcast. That's how I started. That was my first episode.
So talk to me about what's podcasting. Why does it exist as a service? Why does it exist as a platform?
At this time, I was seeing, I could tell that like there was a problem with my own problem, like my own podcast. So I would make episodes, and then sometimes I would fall short. I won't make more. I would struggle to make some episodes. So now looking at this, I'm like, why does it feel like I am not consistent with making this thing? Like the problem I have is just staying consistent. Like just looking at my own problem, I would draw, like I have a whiteboard in my house. If anybody's seen any of my videos, you see a whiteboard somehow in behind. It's that same whiteboard I still use. So I would draw the process out. What do I do? The first thing I did was, okay, figure out a topic, then find a guest, then write talking points based on that guest and that topic, then set up a Google Meet, then, you know, choose the podcast. After that, I would literally write down every single process. Then I'll look at it and be like, which of these processes here is causing me to not be consistent? Because there's one that is easy and there's one that is hard, and which one can I outsource? So now the fundamental reason why I was podcasting started was to help make podcasting feel like a breeze for other people. Now, looking at my own problem and then thinking, okay, this is how I can solve it. Now, the issue is, okay, this beginning process where I have to look for a guest is very, very hard, because guests are, whether they change calendars, they are not always consistent, they will come late, something bad will happen to their fan, and their fan will be blowing everywhere in front of the audio, just plenty of problems. So this beginning part was a problem. So I'm like, the most interesting and the easiest thing to do is sit down and talk. If that thing was a problem. And at the same time, this was 2022. Now, where was I? I was about to graduate in university at this time. And when I was like, these are the current skill set I have. Which of these skill sets can get me extra money? I listed everything out. And I'd like, okay, looking at, I can edit videos, I can edit podcasts, I can edit audio, I can do this. Some things that I can't do them really well, but I can learn them. I know that this is the fundamental problem of my own podcast. I'm trying to solve that problem, right? But then I can do the same thing for other people. Yeah, I can make extra income when I edit podcasts for other people. So I'm like, okay, cool. This is how What's Podcast is going to start. Like, it was not What's Podcasting. I didn't have a name, nothing. All I did was, this is the business idea, right? This is how I'm going to make money. Let me try it out. Literally, that's how I do anything I do. It's like, this is it. First customer first. So that's how I started. Went to go and find the first customer. I was working remotely for a company that was building an Igbo learning solution for people. I just reached out to my colleagues. Yo, what's up? I know you make videos on YouTube and you make podcasts. I can help you do one or two things in it. What do you think? I would do it for free if you don't mind. And she's like, oh yeah, that's cool. Let's talk. We booked a time. We had a conversation. And then I did that first work. So that's how I started, though, to be honest. Just looking at that fundamental skill set. Okay, these are all my skill sets. I can make money from this one. And glory be to God, the same period of time, I also was looking at how to like make my own podcast easy. So it just like clicked at that moment.
So that's What's Podcasting as a problem solver, as a solution to podcasting problems. But you also have a newsletter. In fact, the newsletter existed even before the service, or well, maybe from my perspective. Talk to me about the newsletter itself. What does that serve?
As a newsletter, I'm like, how do I capture audience of people who listen to podcasts? I listen to a lot of podcasts simply because I'm editing and I like podcasts. So I'm in this space. So I'm like, I listen to these things. And other people always ask me, my friends, Afa, guy, what podcast can I listen to? I'm actually traveling today and I know you post about podcasts on your status. Then I'll give them a list. So I'm like, you know what? I listen to podcasts every single day. I can just recommend and write one at a time and share that to people. That was simply how I started. I was like, I could recommend and write one at a time and share that with people. I could also use this as a way of, like, you know, telling people about other interesting stuff that company or the product is becoming at the time was podcasting. Another interesting thing about the news, for the newsletter, I don't know how to write. This is the, if anybody reads it, it's like, this is the newsletter, this is the podcast, this is how I like it, this is what I will say. People in my team sometimes write some episodes, and then sometimes I write some episodes myself. So yeah, if people who read the newsletter, they will know P and they will know Amy as well. So these two people are mostly people who have like, currently, like, P used to write for us a while, and then I and P used to inter-switch, and then now it's I and Amy that used to inter-switch when it comes to writing.
So you're not just a podcast creator, you're actually a podcast fan. You enjoy listening to shows. I'd like to know, what exactly do you look for in a show? What keeps a show interesting for you? What makes it exciting for you? Why would you want to go back to these episodes? Why would you want to recommend these episodes?
When I listen to a podcast, what makes it interesting for me is the honesty in the story that the person is trying to tell, or the honesty in the conversation. Every other thing comes after that for me. It's like, I know the mic and sound quality is good, but have you listened to a good story on bad radio before? You would listen, like you would stay and listen to the good story regardless of how like the radio is cracky. So at the core, every single podcast I like is, this is an interesting conversation. This is a good story. This is a honest story. Nobody's trying to lie or tell you something that you're not. Nobody's trying to be somebody else that they are not. Once they start doing that within the conversation, you start losing interest. So the honesty in the conversation is one thing that keeps me interested every single time, because I believe at the core of every, like, even like observing myself, is like, at the end of the day, it's all emotional, no matter how logical we are. So the emotional part of this conversation is the honesty. It's like, I feel that these people are not lying to me. I feel they are telling the truth. And I feel it's very honest. And that's why like podcasts usually is interesting to me. Aside of that, things like, oh, they're talking about history, they're talking about tech. But that's what it is for me.
It's 2025 and the conversation is that one must have a video podcast. You already know where I stand on this, but I'd like to know your position on this video podcast versus audio first only podcast.
This is an actual debate. So the simple answer is, as much as I believe people who make video podcasts are doing the best that they can and they're trying to tell the story they want to, I'm an audio first person. Like, I believe more in audio. And here's why. So there are some things that they can't really change in this world. There are many things that will change. There are a few things that will not. Writing, or like I say, telling a story is one. And the format in which the story is delivered is the most important thing. So early 1990 something, like say 90, no, early 80s, 100, BCs, whatever, people wrote the Bible, Quran, people wrote. And when somebody is written to, how do they understand it? Is their imagination. So they read whatever is written to them. They receive the content emotionally, however it makes them feel. Their imagination is the bedrock to how that message is passed. So now, fast forward to this current age that we're in, right? If you are writing something, you are feeding into that imagination, you are making the person immerse themselves into their own story. Now, you're telling them your own, but they are building their own scene around your story. That is very interesting. That's how babies actually enjoy when you read to them, because like it makes their imagination play with them. It's very cool. Then if you now tell this story with this audio and somebody is listening, it gives a very, like, it gives a similar, you know, feeling where the person's imagination is now helping them build a scene around it, because the conversations, the audio, their brain is doing the work. And that, I believe, if you deliver a good story with audio, just like you deliver a good story with writing, it makes a lot of impact. Now, with video, is good. Movies exist, and that's why, you know, video is always good. However, people nowadays are excusing bad stories with just videos. Like, you could literally have anything and just put a video podcast on it and call it this a podcast. Now, I think it's an insult to the word podcast. Like, that is how I feel. Like, podcasting feeds the imagination. Like, it helps you think better, helps you imagine things, helps your brain process things. And then you now just carry any single thing you like and just put podcast on it and on a camera and be like, this is a podcast, because it's video. No, now they are trying to cheat the system and it doesn't work. So that is my whole gist about it.
So we met for the first time at a Spotify-hosted event. It was really about Afrobeats, but they made out some time for us podcasters. And it was an interesting time for me, especially being on a panel sharing my own thoughts and then being in company of other great podcasters as well. And then you were there. And I'd like to know, have you made any leaps since that situation? Because I saw that you got to meet people, you got to network. Have there been any improvements on your part? Have you experienced any growth since that experience?
Yeah. One big takeaway was knowing that there are people who make podcasts and who are willing to actually come out and gather together. So that was an interesting thing. Now, from that event, just going to that event and seeing these people and realizing that, wait, though, all these people are actually here. Like, there are people who do this thing and are willing to come out and do this thing. That means it is not just few people sitting there in their house and recording audio. One major impact was, first of all, the realization that there are other people there. Being a part of member, I was able to connect with Bio for Multi Joke. Like, I literally sometimes do stuff with Bio. I need to be consistent with that, or asking me what's up, I need help or assistance in this regard, how can I get this done. Being a part of the Pod Magic group, where I'm like, okay, it's from that meeting that I was able to join the group really well. I had a conversation with Feifei and start talking to more people, and then exploring, okay, these are other people's challenges, these are solutions to solve them. I could share my podcast here, you know. I could see that, okay, there are other people making interesting podcasts in Nigeria. That is growth for me, seeing that, okay, these people are here and I can learn from them passively. Meeting Bio and listening to Bio, because I started listening to Bio's podcast when I met him at that event. And one thing I learned from Bio's podcast is the humor and comedy he puts into it. Like, just listening to it, I know that, okay, wait, though, I can try this thing myself. Like, I can also try some of these things here. That's the good thing. That's one thing I know, that coming to that event was beneficial for me. Being able to meet those people, talk to them, and learn from, you know, their experience, being like, connect with them. And over the years, I've been able to like learn from them. I met you there, and it was a good thing, because like, I met you there, it was not easier to connect with you on WhatsApp and talk to you and ask questions. And from that same event, let me just be honest, from that same event, the worst podcasting event that we do, the seed from that like was planted. Being in that place, the seed for the worst podcasting event was planted, to be honest. Seeing that way, we can gather podcasters around, we can also gather listeners too at some point. So yeah.
Talk to me about this gathering you have. It's a what's podcasting gathering, and you know, you bring your friends and people in the space and you guys talk about stuff. Talk to me about it.
So we started last year, towards the last quarter of the year. We've had two versions. The idea is to do it once every quarter. So last year, the last quarter of the year was the first time ever. So it was just the first quarter. Then we did one this year in Abuja. That was the second one. So hopefully next quarter of this year, we're going to do one more. And that means we have 3 more to go for the end.
So who exactly gathers at these events? Is it podcast creators? Is it listeners? Is it a mix of both?
It's majorly for listeners, but I don't like having podcasters around, so it's always cool. So the idea is to gather podcast listeners in a room, and then we listen to podcasts that are interesting, and then ask questions around, then discuss around it, ask questions around this episode. So sometimes we don't listen to the whole episodes. We listen to chunks of it that are really cool. Maybe a part where, especially Rodney's podcast, both episodes, Rodney's Young God podcast has been part of the different episodes of his podcast, where, okay, we listen to like 5 minutes or 10 minutes of a conversation, we pause, and then we pass mic around the room, and then people tell us their feedback on what just happened, and then we have questions that are already preset based on that particular conversation, and then we now ask like follow-ups. Now we can ask like a follow-up, and then I think in the first, I will tell you how many people I turned up, and I'll tell you, in the first episode when we did that for another podcast, these are the issues podcast, we asked a question and then we passed the mic around, and then for 30 minutes straight, people were having discussions, just passing the mic. It was a very calm discussion, nobody was fighting. But they were just passing the mic to each other based on just the 5 minutes they listened to and based on like follow-up questions. And it was just very cool to see that like we could start up a whole new conversation with just this piece that we listened to. And then during all that happening, the meat of the thing is that we saw Gary. There's always Gary, or depending on the state we're in, something that's very like prominent there. You do while learning which to use. But yeah. Now, to the number of people, it's usually a closed event to 30 people. The one in Abuja was 30 people. And then we had more than 30 people, had like 35-ish people come. Even though the venue was not as big as I wanted it to be, I hoped it was bigger. But then we had like 35 people come around, and it was only close to 30 people, but we had more people. So, and then the first event where I think we're like 10 or 12. That one was my Caribbean in Ife. So I think that's majorly what has happened so far regarding to the event.
Now, I've been building up to this. Maybe I should have even kicked off the conversation with this, but this is the most important part for me. You're building a tool called Plug, spelled with a double L and a double G, and it's a podcast asset creation tool. And as far as I'm concerned, it's the first and only one made by a Nigerian, for now, by a Nigerian team. Talk to me about this tool, what it does, and why.
Thank you for this. So, Plug. Now, Plug, as you said, like it's a problem that we wanted to solve, to be honest. Now, we started managing more podcasts. I was podcasting. And then our own problem was now, how do we come up with as much content as possible relating to each episode and deliver on time at the same time? Like, how do we do that? So, now, first of all, we had a process that, like, this is how I solve my own problem, is I will list out the process for what I'm doing. So we listed out the process from when the customer tells us, oh, this is the episode, help us handle it. Once we get the episode, what do we do first? What do we do second? What do we do third? Down to when we give it back or we publish it. Now, all of that is editor. Once editor is done, cleaning, sound, all of that is done by editor. The next thing is now, oh, you have to come up with tweets, you have to come up with LinkedIn posts, you have to come up with like the article. If you want to put an article, then you have to now write a summary, then the description. If it's for a weekly podcast, that's where the headache is, because you have to write the description for each episode to come out each week. And we're editing like 3 podcasts for each week. So we built Plug, P-L-L-U-G, to solve that problem for ourselves. We were using it internally last year for like 5-6 months, just only us, because we'll just carry it, put plug, let me, I'll explain how it works, use it, get the content, and then manipulate it ourselves. Now, this is how Plug works, is you upload an audio, and then from that audio, you automatically generate a transcript, a timestamp, you will get a LinkedIn post tied to that audio, you will get tweets, 5 tweets, and then you will get a summary or like a description of the episode. But these major things that I listed are the major problems that we're having. 5 tweets, precisely because we had to post the tweets every single day for that episode. I will give a story about an experiment. This is just free for anybody who wants to use. And the reason why we made it 5 tweets, not 7, not 3, 5. Now, the thing is, we did an experiment as was podcasting for 3 months. At this time, I had a social media manager I was working with. Her name is Joy. She's really good. She helped us a lot. So I and Joy sat down. So they said, let's do an experiment of how we can increase listenership for a podcast that is not even publishing every single day. So what we did was, we went back to all the old episodes and even the current ones that we're publishing once a week, once in 2 weeks, once in 3 weeks. And then we tweeted every single day, twice. Now, this is free for anybody who wants to take it. We tweeted every single day, once or twice, about an episode from that podcast. And we tracked every single week the listenership. So Spotify, we use Spotify, right? Spotify, show a graph. Nobody podcast at all, the graph will be touching the ground. If one person or two people listen, the graph will always not touch the ground. Every single week, we would post a tweet every single day, and every single week, we'll see that the graph is not reaching the ground. One, two, three people will always listen. So now, from that experiment, we know that, like, if you tweet every single day, at least one or two people will listen. You tweet every day, and in the bottom of the thread, you add a link. You make a tweet, you add a link. We did that 5 days. So the 2 days, which is like Saturday, Sunday, that we didn't put anything out, for those days, you will see that thing will reach ground. And now I'm like, okay, this is a thing. So when we're building Plug, it was precisely 5 days for that reason. Simply because we know that, like, okay, this is what it is, and we have to make it this way. So we come up with like 5 tweets for you to be working. I think it's 5 tweets now. I'm not making a mistake. Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. Is there a plan to team up with podcast hosting platforms, like maybe integrate what Plug does into their platforms, kind of like what Riverside is doing with Spotify, or how Spotify swallowed Anchor? Or do you intend to keep this as independent as possible for a long time? It might be really early for me to ask this, but let me just do it.
It's too early for us to primarily make a decision on, oh, if we want to be absorbed by other people or we want to stay independent. I think time will tell what decision we end up taking. But then again, I want to just point out that me personally, I love building stuff. Like, I enjoy having to see stuff rise, fall, crash. Like, as much as it's painful, it gives me joy. It's fun to me and I like it. So there will still be more stuff to be built on Plug. One interesting thing is that we want Plug to be a resource for podcasters, a place where you can go to find games that you can play. You know, there are podcasters that are like 2 people, 3 people. We've built like a catalog of potential games that will be played, where people can go and be like, okay, guy, set up Plug, open plug.com on your phone, let's play this game on this episode. And you can do that. We have card games. We have card games we're already prepared. It's just that we're not in that space yet to be like, okay, this is what we want to release. Simply because it's one thing. We are building the simplest version that can solve the very most important problem right now. And then we can always grow from there. So these are some things that we're building. And I think the future is really good, to be honest. I can't say every single thing. My teammates will not allow me. But yeah.
We're building up to Africa Podcast Day this week. Do you have any particular plans for that day?
To be honest, like, I've been thinking about it. And what I think I would do is probably, you know, try my best to push out a very good feature that I'm trying to work on then. And maybe that would be a celebration. I think that's the day we'll probably announce Plug even more to other groups, to other people. So yeah, aside that, I've been trying to think of any other thing that I could do that is grand, but I don't know. Aside publicly announcing Plug on that day to more people.
All right, that's awesome. That's great. David Egov, thank you for taking our time to have this conversation. Shout out to you as Drones. I still think it's a trapper name, but I'm glad we had this chat.
Yeah, thank you very much for being helpful. Like, you've really been helpful to the building of Plug. I remember when we had the very, very, very first version last year. I sent it to you as I was like, you should try that, and you gave me feedback on it. So, like, all the feedback you've been giving me, trust me, I remember every single thing. The one you told me about, like, copying directly, downloading as PDF, every single thing, I remember it. I have it written down, and I really, really appreciate that, like, you helping to this point, even before we built this Plug. Like, thank you so much. The work you're doing personally and, like, professionally is all helpful to me. This is me being selfish, so it's all very helpful to me. I'm sure it helps other people too. So thank you. Thank you so much, Tony.
That's a wrap for today's episode of the Indie African Podcaster Edition with Tony Doe. Keep pushing the boundaries of your podcasting journey and watch your audience grow. Subscribe and listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, GoodPod, and everywhere else you get your podcasts. Catch you next time for more strategies and success stories.